telling these tears go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames. Freedom, freedom, I can't move.
What's up, Wisconsin and beyond? I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy early voting kickoff day, everybody. I'm going to be sneaking mine in, hopefully after the show, but before I get home. Did not quite have time today to get it done. I'm broadcasting to you live from WAUK, but we go out across the state, and I'm really excited for today's show because I'm going to spend the first portion today taking your questions about voting issues, voting questions, absentee, mail-in, in-person, early, whatever your question may be, I'm here to answer it. I'm also going to go through some basic best practices and tips to make sure that your vote counts no matter who you're voting for. That's coming up right away here on today's show. You can start getting your questions in via text and phone at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. I love this because it's like a little appetizer for what's coming up later this evening. Myself and our political editor, Dan Schaefer, of the Recombobulation Area, now with Civic Media, we're going to sit down for an entire hour at 6 p.m. right after the Dom Salvia show wraps up this afternoon. And we're going to go through everything that you need to know about how to vote in Wisconsin. So I'm super excited to do that with Dan. We've got some great sound all ready to go for that special. So you're going to want to check that out. That starts today, Tuesday at 6 p.m. It is Making Your Vote Count in 2024 with myself and Dan Schaefer. So definitely keep it locked all afternoon here on the Civic Media Radio Network. But it is Tuesday, so we get a little political relief on Tuesdays. I'm going to be joined by Chef Adam Pavlak for our Tuesday episode at 2:30 that's called Yes, Chef! I love it. We're going to talk about good foods to take on the road. Are you road tripping? Maybe you're very busy all day long with all of your kids' sporting activities and school drop-offs and pickups and your after work leisure activities, whether that's a cocktail with your friends or a workout at the gym. If you're going all day, we're going to talk with Adam about what are some of the foods that are easy to prepare and that actually maintain well over the course of the day. You know, say if you're out door knocking because it might be an election season, something like that. We're going to talk about all that with Adam Pavlak at 2:30. At 3 o'clock, really excited to have a wonderful reporter. Her name's Emily Stewart. Because on, what day is today? Is today Tuesday? Yes, today is Tuesday. We got Emily Stewart. She is the senior correspondent at the Business Insider in the 3 o'clock hour for Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money. She's also worked at Vox and The Street. We're going to be talking about minimum wages, all kinds of great stuff you're not going to want to miss. And at 3:30, very excited, I've got the president of Trek Bicycles, a self-described independent. I love it when I get to talk to an independent voter. John Burke, the president of Trek Bikes, he's going to join me. He's going to talk about his brand new book that addresses from a nonpartisan perspective how to solve the 14 biggest problems facing our country. Cannot wait to talk to John. And again, to get that perspective of the independent voter. But folks, again, the call and text lines for your questions about voting, how to do it, you're not sure about this, that, or the other thing, not to worry, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. And we may also, depending on when the comments with the vice president get going this afternoon, we may take some of Vice President Kamala Harris's live commentary, comments from today here during the Maggie Dawn Show. I think Bradley Whitford just got off the stage. Aaron is helping me out today as part of the Maggie Dawn production team. Did he just finish his comments or is he still going?
He finished a little bit ago. And it won't be Harris who is speaking today. It's Tim Walz and Barack Obama.
Oh, yes. That's the sound that I had Aaron get together for our discussion today, which was Kamala Harris and former Congresswoman Liz Cheney from an event yesterday in Madison with Charlie Sykes emceeing. So again, we may take some of that live commentary from Tim Walz and Barack Obama once they get underway here. So all of that and so much more. Whew. Let's just jump right into it. So if you haven't listened to me before, in my prior life, I was the general counsel or the corporation counsel or the chief legal officer from Milwaukee County. And as part of those job duties, one of the big things that I did was help advise the Milwaukee County Elections Commission, which meant in 2022, every single ballot objection, which was basically every ballot was objected to during the 2020 recount by the Trump campaign, I was responsible for helping the Elections Commission figure out what to do with all those objections and nonetheless get all of the votes counted before the deadline for certification of the election results occurred under state law. So I've been around the mechanics of this. I also defended the Milwaukee County Elections Commission during the litigation brought by the Trump campaign to still throw out millions of Wisconsin voters' validly cast ballots. So all of these procedures and the particulars of voting are something that, one, I like to think I know a little bit about. Two, I know the attack sort of lines that can be taken by campaigns to challenge ballots. So as, again, an appetizer, if you will, to the Make Your Vote Count 2024 special that I'm going to host tonight with Dan Schaefer, I wanted to give you some of what I learned as a legal advisor to the very people that were responsible for running the recounts and defending them in 2020. So let's just jump right in. We're 2 weeks away from the election. Early voting started today in Wisconsin. So the first thing that you need to do, whether you plan to early vote, whether you've received an absentee ballot in the mail, or whether you plan to vote on the final day of voting in 2 weeks on November 5th. And that is the first thing you need to do is confirm your registration. You can do that. Go to myvote.wi.gov. If you're outside of the state of Wisconsin, you can just go to vote.gov. Okay, so if you're in this, and if you're in Wisconsin, you go to vote.gov, they'll redirect you to myvote.wi.gov. So it's fine. Either way works. But you can go there and it'll direct you to how to make sure that you have been registered, are registered, that your registration hasn't been scrubbed off the voter rolls. They're trying to do that in Virginia. There's ongoing lawsuits there. And note, as long as you are going to be 18 by November 5th, you can vote. As long as you're going to be 18 by November 5th and in the state of Wisconsin, you can early vote as long as you're going to be 18 by November 5th. Because they don't count the ballots until November 5th in the state of Wisconsin. Folks, if you've got questions about voting, you can text or call 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. I'm really excited to take your questions and comments and concerns. I'll also share all of my best practices tips with you, no matter how you're going to vote. In person early, in person day of, or by mail-in ballot. Those are the three ways. And most folks that have looked at this think that it's going to break down that about a third of the people in this country are going to vote each of those three ways, which is pretty cool. Whether that's, again, early in person, by mail, or in fact, in person on the day of. So the first thing you want to do, again, is be very certain that you've registered. And if you haven't, you can, in most states, you can register online. And in the state of Wisconsin, as well as most states, you can register on election day, on November 5th. So that begs the question, like, well, what do I need to register to vote? And in the state of Wisconsin, You're going to need a valid government-issued photo ID. It cannot be expired. Check that. Passports, driver's license. Those are the two most common. You can just get a government ID for free for the purposes of voting if you don't have one. But don't walk in there with an expired government ID. Has to be valid in the state of Wisconsin. Other states will take expired driver's licenses or passports or whatever. So you want to make sure you've got your photo ID. The vast majority of states now require photo ID. Some don't. Again, go to vote.gov or myvote.wi.gov to confirm the particulars of your local jurisdiction's requirements. And then you're going to have proof of address that you've lived there for at least, generally speaking, most states' laws, it's 2 weeks in that address, which then triggers which ward, which polling place you're at. So to register, you're going to need photo ID, proof of residence. What can be used for that? Utility bills, a cell phone bill with your address on it, a banking statement. No, you don't actually have to hand it over. You can even show it to them on your cell phone.
I've done it.
Okay. Yeah, so have I. I moved before this last election, and that's the big one, folks. If you have moved, assume you are no longer registered. Just assume that, especially in the state of Wisconsin. Like, if you have moved in this last year, call your local county clerk or local city elections clerk, ask them to confirm your registration, and ask them which address you're registered on your, because if you no longer live there, when you show up to vote on voting day, you're going to have to prove and have written proof of your new address, and you might even be voting in a new polling place. We come back. I'm going to continue to give you some of the tips and best practices to make sure that your vote counts in 2024. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Give us a buzz. 855-75-CIVIC. Is it 855, Aaron? Am I getting
that's
that right?
That's right.
855. Some days the brainy no worky, I swear. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. We'll be back with more after these important messages here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'ma keep running 'cause the winner don't quit on themselves.